The week-long event celebrating bees and other pollinators, and the big announcement that's creating quite a buzz. All week long, our nation has been celebrating National Pollinator Week, a time to raise awareness about the importance of animals and critters in sharing pollen between plants. Pollinators are critical for our nation's farmers. American Farm Bureau's Paul Schlegel says pollinators are responsible for between $15 and $20 billion of agriculture produce throughout the year.
Crops like strawberries and apples and cherries and others depend on pollination for farmers to be able to get them to the market. Pollinator Week is a way of educating the public on how many pollinators there are. It's not just honeybees. It can be butterflies and birds and other things.
He says there are many ways farmers and beekeepers can work together to help protect the health of honeybees.
We have a number of states working on state-managed pollinator plans, and we encourage our members to participate actively in those efforts because it's a way of beekeepers and farmers to establish an ongoing dialogue.
Also announced this week, the Bayer Corporation's Bee Care Program engaged as a premier partner of the Wildlife Society. The groups will work together toward the goal of planting 25 million pollinator-attractant wildflower seeds in the fall as part of the social media initiative #FeedABee. Last year, just over a quarter million people joined together to help feed a bee, planting their own gardens, ordering Feed-A-Bee wildflower seeds, and participating in partner activities across the country. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.